jibba-jabba. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Did Gelman really sniff you?
I swear he didn't
Isn't
sniff me.
Isn't that a little
me.
Spooky
I mean, maybe,
to be sniffed by Gelman?
Maybe he sniffed me
Scary.
Unbeknownst to me when he kept repeatedly dropping his pencil and asking me to pick it up.
Gelman's got more on his mind than the smell here. You know.
Smell of Kelly.
I'm asexual.
Smelly ripper.
Yeah.
Living in a scratch and dent world, Don and Mike.
Stinky McStink face.
She wasn't so hot, that might almost be funny.
What about the vagina?
There's Smelly Ripper.
Smelly Ripper.
Ah, never mind.
Never mind.
Over the weekend, Charles Nelson Reilly passed away.
Yes.
And here to eulogize him now, and a Don and Mike Show exclusive, is his...
No.
Is he your brother? Is he your...
Look. First of all, he's a cousin.
Bill O'Reilly.
Like, Bill, Don.
Bill Reilly. Don. Bill Nelson Reilly.
Don.
Bill.
Don.
Bill.
Don.
Bill.
Don, I want to tell you something. You know, you're going to come in here, you're going to say I'm going to do a eulogy. First of all, you're mischaracterizing exactly why I'm here to be on the show. I'll talk about Charlie O'Reilly, but I don't want to, you know, I don't want to make it the whole segment. What I did, I thought I'd come by. I talked to your producers. I said, what I'm going to do, I'm going to come on Geronimo's show. I'm going to walk into the studio. I'm going to bring him a copy of Culture Warrior. I'm going to hand it to him. We're going to do a little chit-chat, and we're going to get out of here. That's all it is. Now, yesterday, the day before, we lost somebody who happens to be a member of my family. Didn't use the same name. Took the O off, called himself Charles Nelson Reilly. Mm-hmm. And his name was, Charlie O'Reilly. We knew him growing up as Charlie O'Reilly.
Charlie Nelly O'Reilly.
Yeah, the Nelson Don was thrown in, you know, for later. Hollywood. I never knew a Nelson. I never knew a Charles Nelson. I knew him as Charlie O'Reilly. He was a cousin. We'd go up to his dad's farm, and, we play in the fields, and, that's it. And, I'm a little concerned, because anytime you got a family member who passes, it's not a good thing.
He was your cousin, Charles
Nelson
Reilly.
Yeah, he's a distant cousin. Distant cousin, played with me. We went to the swimming hole up at the O'Reilly Farm, upstate New York.
Define played with you.
Now, Don, I know what you're doing there. You're gonna make it nasty. You're gonna make it like hip hop lyrics. Oh. You're gonna turn it around and make it something where, you know, did he touch you? I'm not gonna play that game with you, Don, because I know it's exactly what you're all about. And that's not the way I'm gonna do it. And if you're gonna mind your P's and Q's and you're gonna pay attention to your Don Imuses, Don, you better be careful with that kind of stuff. Because I tell you, I'm going to throw you right off my set.
I've just received an email from Ludacris.
Yeah, Ludacris. Can I say a few words about that?
He says your brother was a faggot.
Oh, now see, that's the kind of labeling, you know, that you do, the SPs, your secular progressives. You want to label people. You're wacko. You're way out on the left. You're on the left along with your newsman, your pinko newsman, you know, your Sheehan supporting newsman over here. You know, and I'm just, I'm fed up with all of you. In fact, I'm fed up with the whole thing. I'm a simple kid from Long Island. I grew up. I scrapped for everything I got. I did it. I'm me. I'm great. I'm fantastic.
What about this photo?
Yeah.
What about this photo of these?
Where'd
two,
you get that?
These two young boys.
Oh, now hold on a second. Okay. All right. I'll play a game. This isn't TV. I want to point out that we'll have a few words about Charlie Reilly. Charlie O'Reilly. He took the O off on the factor tonight.
Your cousin, your brother.
We'll talk about that, Don. That's exactly what we're going to do. We'll have a little tribute to him. Frankly, when I think about him, he's a good cousin. He's a fun kid. You know, he's a little older than I was, and we had a good time up at the farm, and it was chokes me up a little bit to think about him, because it's sad that he felt the need to go out there, do shows like the Match Game that really didn't have any substance, and take the O off his name and turn himself into Charles Nelson Reilly when he could have been Charlie O'Reilly. I thought Charlie O'Reilly was a wonderful name for showbiz. It certainly has worked well for me. You know, we got the highest rated show on cable, and
the picture I'm going to show you.
All right,
I'm going to just put my hand over part of it. Is this you as a young boy? Is that you as a young boy, yes or no?
No. No. That's me.
You're wearing overalls?
Yeah, overalls, no shirt.
No shirt.
So I think piece of barley or wheat in my mouth. That's,
what is that coming out of the front of your overalls?
Oh, Jesus. Right? That's you're now, not supposed to have that picture. That,
now look at the other side of the picture.
It's Charlie. That's Charlie O'Reilly.
It's your cousin Charlie.
Or Charles Nelson Reilly. And Charles Nelson Reilly appears to not have pants on.
What are you doing?
Well, I think we were washing. Let me explain. All right, you're going to make it dirty. You're going to make it nasty. And I'm going to tell you what we did. We're a bunch of kids. We're in our teens. We're up there. We're, having a growth experience up in the woods. And, Charles was the older kid, and we looked up to him. And Charlie O'Reilly would say, let's go down to the swimming hole. We had a spare tire, that we hooked up to a rope. And occasionally some of the kids would, do the thing where they'd take their clothes off. It'd be a hot summer day. And it was skinny dipping. It's what you would call skinny dipping. It's not a big deal. And I don't understand why you're making it into some sort of homoerotic pornography.
He appears to be about 20, and you appear
he's
to
hugging
be-
me, Don, because he's my cousin. And he's showing affection, which can be shown between a man and a woman and a man and a man. If they're related, they can show each other affection without it having to be dirty like Ludacris and all the hip-hop artists that, your secular
Bill.
Whacked out, way out, left, left, lefty, lefto.
Bill, let's take a moment, please. And remember,
man, you're really steaming me right now. That's a cousin. He gave me a hug. Sure, he didn't have his pants on. All right, I'll paint the whole story for you, Don. Since you want to make it ugly, I'm telling you what happened.
Just
what
the
happened?
Truth.
We
just
went
the
up
truth.
To the we went up to the O'Reilly farm. Charlie O'Reilly, who changed his name to Charles Nelson Reilly, who went out to Hollywood. Was alleged to be gay, and then one thing led to another.
Alleged.
And then what we did was we go up to the O'Reilly farm. We get occasionally some of the guys would get hot. We'd be running around in the fields. We'd have chores to do, and we go skinny dipping. I was not skinny dipping. If you notice, Don, I'm wearing overalls there. I got overalls on in that picture, and you don't see me naked. You see Charlie O'Reilly or Charles Nelson Reilly, as he was known. You see him without pants on. That could have been doctored, too, that photo. They do lots of things on the internet. Right now. Now, that's another photo that you're putting up.
What about this photo?
All right. There's a game we used to play on the O'Reilly farm. We used to play pin the tail on the donkey. And what it was we used real pins, and it wouldn't be a picture. It would be one of us would play the role of the donkey.
Ooh.
And I'm playing the role of the donkey. I'm on all fours, and Charlie's trying to pin the tail on me. And I don't know what that picture says. That looks like something totally different. That's not what I remember. And, that's a lie. You got a lie photograph that's been doctored because it's not what it appears to be. It appears to be a man attempting to have some kind of relations with a man, and that's just not accurate.
Let's hear a moment of your cousin.
We also played White Rain.
Here's your cousin.
All right, Charles.
Then she was revived and blushed again.
And blushed again.
I was there.
I don't even know what a swinger is, so I can't explain it.
First of all, Hooker was named after General Hooker. I'll explain all that after the program. It's true. It's named after General Hooker. And I don't know what swinger is, but 30 years ago they were called, and I hope it's not hyphenated, a pushover.
A pushover.
Are you crying, Bill?
No, I'm not crying, Don. I mean, it's a little emotion. Charlie O'Reilly, the fact that he had to go out to Hollywood and change his name. Fact is, some of our family fathers, the elders in our family, in the O'Reilly family, didn't like him prancing around with his ascots out there and his bright colored shirts and calling himself Charlie O'Reilly. That's the real truth, and that's now the truth. He will be missed, though.
What about this photo from the family album?
Now, that's not a real photograph. That looks like some kind of cartoon. That appears to be me standing next to Charlie O'Reilly. Uh-huh. I'm shaking his hand, I think, Don. I'm shaking his hand vigorously.
Not his hand.
Was I doing that?
Yeah, and it appears to be raining.
Cousin Charlie introduced me to the late Paul Lynde when I was out in the L.A.
You know all the great queens of L.A.
They're nice guys. They're funny guys. They made their hay in the game shows. That's what they'd be all about. They like their game shows. But that particular photo you're showing, I think, is a fake. It's a black and white photo.
Bill,
you really can't prove that I was shaking that thing that I was shaking right
Bill,
there.
What about the many conversations we've had off the air where you've told me that... I'll just say it.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm in the hot seat. I know when I come on your show that you're in control, and I can feel anything you got. Give me your best shot, Don. I'm over here waiting for your best shot. You want to give me your best shot? I'll stand by. Give me your best shot right now. I'll answer anything you got. I'll answer it honestly, and I'll tell you the straight skinny. I'll give it to you with no spin, and I'll give you a copy of autographed copy of Culture Warrior for Dad's Day because I know you're a good father.
You are homophobic.
And I do believe that you are blocking out the fact that your brother or your cousin, Charles Nelson Reilly.
He's my cousin, Charlie O'Reilly.
Was gay.
You know, I mean, if you want to put labels on him, Don, that's fine. Put all your labels you want. The fact is, I'm flying out for the funeral. I'm going to be staying at Bruce Valanche's house, who's been nice enough to put me up at his house. We're going to have a very nice time out there on the David Geffen estate. And it should be you know, a good time and kind
hold
of
on,
a memories of Charlie O'Reilly.
This is what I need to know.
Yeah.
You are such a homophobe. You're going to go out.
And it's a label, Don. Yeah, those are your words, not mine. I'm not a homophobe. What I am is a patriot. As a matter of fact, what I am is a super patriot. I'm a self-made man. I'm a ballsy guy. I'm a guy that takes on the big guys. I don't let them get away with their crap. And you're calling me a homophobe, and I'm not going to let you do that, Don. What I'm going to do is I'm going to sit here, and I'm going to say I'm not a homophobe. I just don't like people that wear the, you know, the flamboyant shirts. That's like, what bothers me. And, you know, walks around. If you got a guy, Don, who's wearing makeup, eye makeup, and spraying regular women's perfume, I'm gonna walk up to him in a mall, and I'm going to say, I don't think that's right. I think I'm going to knock you right on your ass.
So would you say that to your cousin, Charlie?
I wouldn't say it to Charlie because there's a rule, Don, and the O'Reilly family live and let live. We let each other live. They put up with Charlie O'Reilly and all of his little idiosyncrasies, and they put up with my lies. I tended to lie early and often when I was a kid. What I'd say is, for example, if I was, you know, if I made the football team, I'd come home and I'd say, I'm the starting quarterback on the football team. And then, you know, my one of my brothers would say to me, Bill, you're not the starting quarterback. You're just on the team. I said, that's a lie, and everybody know I was lying, but they put up with it, and that's what it was, and that's what we did. You know,
Hey, Bill.
Yeah, I'm right here
again from the O'Reilly.
Give me your best shot, Don. I'm standing by. Hey, you haven't knocked me off my block yet.
From the O'Reilly family album.
Yeah.
What about this one? Now, are you kissing your cousin Charlie there?
Yeah.
On the mouth?
On the mouth. Full on the mouth. That's a tradition we had in the O'Reilly family. We'd, yeah, let me look. Oh, okay. Everybody snicker and make your jokes. Make your little jokes and your silly, silly, ridiculous jokes that have no basis in reality. I'm going to tell you exactly how it would work, okay? We go up to the family farm, Charlie O'Reilly, who changed his name to Charles Nelson Reilly, and Bill O'Reilly, and all the other O'Reilly boys. And anytime you'd see a cousin you hadn't seen in a year, sometimes up to a year or 2 years, we'd kiss full on the mouth. And we did that because we're real men, Don. You know, some of us had served in combat, myself not included. Yeah. But we really, you know, we'd greet each other enthusiastically, and it would involve a hug and a kiss on the lips.
All right, so you're not...
No tongue. There was never... I defy you, that picture, that might have been doctored anyway. I defy you to show where my mouth is open and I'm putting my tongue in Charles Nelson Reilly's mouth. It's not happening.
So you're not homophobic.
I'm not homophobic. I don't like labels.
How do you feel about...
I spent some time last fall mentoring Lance Bass.
What?
Yeah, these are the things you don't know, Rob. You know, you want to get all the poison out there. You want to spew all the lies. You want to, you know, you want to be there with the left-wing wackos and let all that other crap out there. But the fact is, I've spent a lot of time mentoring some very famous gay people. It's the truth, Don. I know you're speechless. I know you're speechless, but the fact Lance Bass came to me, he said, listen, O'Reilly, you're a tough guy. You're a fantastic guy. You stand up for the little guy, and I respect you, and you know, you're a great American. You should run for president. I said, can't do it right now. I've got to do my job. You know, got to take care of America the way I see it ought to be taken care of.
Do you think Lance Bass is handsome?
I think he's a good-looking guy.
Yeah. I think that
you know, he's got some issues that he's got to deal with, but I'm not going to lay a label on the guy.
Let's just play a theoretical game.
You know, there are a lot of men that I think that don't get their due. You know, as far as Hollywood is concerned,
like
and I
who?
Work in the news business.
Name another one, please.
As far as somebody that I've mentored or somebody that I find, is a good-looking guy.
Somebody you find attractive.
Well, lots of guys. Yeah. You get your standards. You get your Clooney, your Pitt. You know, I watch some of their films.
Okay, in theory.
I watched this little film called Babel.
Who would you do?
And I enjoyed it.
Who would you do, Clooney or Pitt?
Neither.
If you had to do one, who would you do?
Well, there's one that's on my mind now, but in particular that I find real attractive, and
who's
he's
that?
On that reality show, that American Idol,
who's
Sanjaya.
That?
I think Sanjaya Malakar is probably one of the best looking young kids I've seen in quite some time. He's a good looking kid, and I like the host of that show there, Seacrest. He's a good looking kid too. I like little guys. You know, I'm a tall guy. I'm a big guy. I'm over 6'3", and you know, I like little guys. I think that's a good little balance, and I think that you know, little guys have to try a little harder, and I respect that. And that's what I like about Sanjaya and Ryan Seacrest, and you know, a lot of other guys that have been. I like that kid that did the beatboxing. You know, Blake Lewis.
Blake Lewis.
And I like his father, Dallas Lewis, too. I'm fond of him. I truly am.
Did you ever get in sword fights with your cousin Charlie?
You're talking about when we'd, you know, whip it out?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we did that up on the O'Reilly farm. Uh-huh. We'd actually, we called it watering the wheat. We'd water the wheat. Get up 5 o'clock in the morning, do your chores, go down to the fishing hole, and Charlie O'Reilly would lead us in a big game of watering the wheat.
Here's the challenge for you. Bill O'Reilly.
I like soft, feminine features on a man and also small hands.
60 seconds right here on the tape.
60 seconds. Give me your best shot, Don, because I know what you're trying to do and you're
not challenging you.
I'm up to any challenge
you've
got.
I want you to tell
any
me.
Any challenge you got, you bring it right here because I'm a great American guy.
I want you to tell me about the life of your cousin, Charles Nelson Reilly, without throwing in any gay slurs, without letting any of your homophobia come out. Talk for 60 seconds about the life of your cousin, Charles Nelson Reilly.
Charlie O'Reilly, fantastic guy. You might know him as Charles Nelson Reilly, one of the legendary TV personalities of the 70s. Great guy. Made his way out to Hollywood from New York, where he lived with us for a short time up in upstate New York. Charlie O'Reilly, most famously known for his work on The Match Game with Gene Rayburn, where he's one of the funniest panelists that I've ever seen on a game show. He also did a stint on a little show you might have remembered with Hope Lang back in the late 60s, early 70s, known as The Ghost and Mrs. Muir, which I thought was a fabulous thing. Yeah. And, you know, we all tried to ignore the fact that Charlie had some habits that, you know, might not have been my cup of tea, but he still was a good guy, and we're all proud of him. I only wish that he'd kept the name O'Reilly as opposed to Charles Nelson Reilly. And I think I speak for everybody in the O'Reilly family when I say this is Bill O'Reilly, saying Godspeed, Charles Nelson Reilly, and we're going to look the other way at your funeral and not pay attention to the fact that you're a queen.
Oh, almost
never. I made it. I made it in the deadline, Don.
No, you didn't.
That
Bill.
Wasn't 60 seconds.
Buzz, did he
that
get
was
caught?
62 seconds.
You
started
caught?
It late.
You got caught.
You lied. You didn't do it. I succeeded.
Ludacris.
Listen, I got a copy of Culture Warrior for you. I want everybody to enjoy that. And, you know, I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. And what I'm doing is protecting America from the freedom attackers that are going to tear down our society and rip it apart at the foundation, okay? This country built on a Judeo-Christian ethic that people have to realize, Don, we're ripping it apart at the seams. But you know something? I'm going to put on my knight in shining armor outfit right out of my white horse and defend it. And that's why I've written the book Culture Warrior. Great for dads. I'll give it to you right now.
All right. Well,
safe home, Charles Nelson O'Reilly.
We'll miss it. We'll miss your cousin.
Yes. I'll miss him too. We got to see each other once every couple of years. Once he moved out to L.A., mm-hmm. And it was always fun to reminisce about the times. A lot of firsts for me.
Really?
and Charlie O'Reilly.
Yeah,
a lot of big time firsts.
He broke in, huh?
In a manner of speaking, yeah. He taught me a lot of stuff that I didn't know. As a greenhorn kid from Long Island, I was up in the woods. And Charlie told me a lot about things that I wouldn't know.
Like the nape of a man's neck?
No, he basically told me about, you know, my stuff.
Oh, your genitals.
But yeah. I mean, if you want to talk about that, Charlie would lecture all the kids, and he'd show us, you know, what went where. And, you know, to make a long story short, he told us what felt good.
Wow.
That's it.
But if he was...
I don't want to talk about this anymore.
But if he was gay, wouldn't he be telling you homosexual techniques?
Don, I've come into your house. I've dealt with your questions. I've answered all your questions as far as the ones that you have for me. And, you know, I told you he was a guy that liked to tell us what felt good. And, you know, if you can show me on, you know, on our parts that there's any difference between what feels good on a gay man and what feels good on a straight man, then you can make an argument, all right?
Wow.
He helped me over.
What? He helped you what?
It breaks him up.
He helped me overcome my gag reflex.
Really?
Yeah. We did it with popsicles, okay?
Why, you're always looking
popsicles, out. Rob.
Sure, sure.
It was popsicles. My favorite was grape.
Sure.
Billy O'Reilly always wanted the grape one before we go down to the swimming hole.
Did you like the creamsicle?
I like the orange creamsicles.
Cream in the middle.
I like strawberry shortcake also. I like not only the ice cream, but I like the decor. You know, when I had my room decorated like that.
Strawberry shortcake.
Only a short period of time. Right. Snicker, if you will.
Okay.
That's the way we grew up in the O'Reilly family. We're stand-up guys. And now, who's looking out for you? It's me. Yours truly. Okay. Defender of the faith. Defender of America. Hallelujah. Amen. Mary of Magdalene.
What Mary?
All right, I'm rambling.
What does she have to do with this?
You know, I'm a good Catholic. I just wanted to point that out to everybody, okay? He taught me the value of being numb.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, but you know, because occasionally when you're up there in the woods and you're sleeping out and you're in a sleeping bag, your hand gets numb.
Mm-hmm.
Your hand falls asleep. Gets right. That prickly feeling. Because
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Charlie O'Reilly always would insist that we kept it in one spot.
Did you ever?
Morning, noon, and night.
Did you ever wake up and find your butt bleeding?
Twice. Those were mosquito bites, just like your producer guy. All right?
He's not a producer anymore.
Oh, he got fired again?
Yeah.
Who's looking out for you, Rob Spiewak? Copy a culture warrior for you and yours. I'll give you a coffee mug. I'll throw that in, too.
Thanks, nice. Bill.
All right? Stop beating your wife.
Okay.
Bill O'Reilly, got to go. Listen, I got to do my factor on TV. Tonight we're going to be talking about all those great things we talk about.
Still doing that radio show no one listens to?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, doing real well. Got a nice swell deal down in Washington, D.C. You know, I got a great after in. They call them lead-ins before. I got a great show comes after me.
Oh.
You guys.
Yeah,
I thought I'd throw you a bone there, Don. All right? You're better than Phil Donahue. You're not as mean as he is. Appreciate that. I like talking gay with you.
What did you?
Listen, anytime you want to, you know, sit around the campfire, talk gay, we can talk about gay. I'm pretty up on gay issues and all other issues, obviously, too.
What did you do to the guy who used to be the president of the company to make sure that your show got cleared on all those CBS stations?
Several late dinners and, you know, a couple of tours of my Manhattan apartment. And the deal was done. I said, Joel, would you like to see my etchings? And he came back and said, you know, no problema.
Hmm.
And the rest, as they say, is history. See if they boot me off, Don. See if they boot me off. I'm not going anywhere. I'm not leaving. I'm not leaving. I'm like a fungus, and I'm protecting America.
Did you ever kiss former CBS president Joel Hollander on the lips?
I'd like to plead the fifth on the grounds that it might turn me on. I'm kidding you, Donnie. You know what I'm doing. I'm just kidding you. Make all your gay jokes, you know. But really, seriously, fond farewell to my cousin Charles.
Charles Nelson O'Reilly.
Yeah.
All right.
Good guy.
Cousin Charlie.
Real good guy. Hell of a lot better than Ludacris and his crappy lyrics about exploiting women and destroying the fabric of our country.
Okay.
It's just not right.
Give it a rest, dude.
I'm pissed off. Always am, always will be. Yeah. I got to go to Mass.
How's that phone sex thing working out for
you? Pretty good. Enjoying myself, you know? Just doing it in the office, not at home.
Good.
Not at home anymore.
Good for you.
Wife got uptight about that. So I do it in the office. Got the bills down to about $1,500 a month.
That's nice.
Working out real well.
That's nice.
I got a nice new lady. Her name's Cherry.
Cherry.
Huh. Yeah, yeah. Cherry. That's her name. I don't know why she uses it. She can tie one of them stems, you know, right down
with her tongue.
Perfect knot.
I've seen that.
That's over the phone. She's giving me the business. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Whatever. That evidated. Doesn't matter. And check out my MySpace page if you're under 25.
Oh.
Bill O'Reilly, who's looking out for you?
Okay, Bill.
You'll see, and if you want to get deeper into it, you go to a special site, www.likerealbill.com. You'll see me and my private areas.
Okay. Wow.
Thanks so much.
We'll miss forever your cousin, Charles Nelson O'Reilly.
Safe home. Godspeed. He's sitting up there judging all of us right now from that Magic Square.
Hmm.
Is that the show he was on?
No.
The Magic Square.
Yeah, whatever, the Match Game seat.
Match game.
Yeah, he's up there playing Match Game up there with Gene Rayburn and all the other people who died.
Top right.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate that, mosquito bites. Y'all take care.
All right, thank you, Bill.
Check out my nude MySpace page.
Okay, we will.
Bye-bye.
This is the Don and Mike Show.